speakers. And it's recording now. Thanks, Elena. And one thing that struck me, I'm sure, and I know it has struck some of you, is what the two speakers said seemed to be just right for where we are as a church, seemed to be speaking into the situation. Now, the way that we face as a church. Now, why should I be surprised at that? This is God who's putting on these speakers' hearts what he wants them to speak about. It was, I noted 2 weeks ago, listening to Tony Peck, if you were here, and one of the first things he said was to say thank you to Heather for her all-age talk, being basically what he was about to preach. You think, and Heather didn't know what he was going to preach on. So you kind of think, do you know what? I think God's in some of this. So both sermons are online. So if you haven't heard Tony Peck and Paul Wilcox, then do go online and listen to them. Throughout August, so we got four Sundays in August, and we are going to run a little series which we're calling Just Press Pause. Just Press Pause. And if you read the In Touch that came out a week ago last Thursday, Nick Hamanook did his devotional around this theme title and actually the importance of resting. And we're going to hear, we're going to delve into four different parts of scripture. This morning, we're going to hear from a prophet. Next week, we're going to hear from Jesus. Always good to hear from Jesus, isn't it? Week after that, we're going to hear from one of the apostles. And after that, we're going to hear from the psalmist. Four different verses or passages of scripture around this theme of just press pause, where we want to look at the subject of rest. And I'm sure we could all sometimes do with a little bit of rest. And I just happen to have the prophets. I just happen to have a verse I want to share with you from Jeremiah. And it's actually a really, one of my favorite verses, just because of the image it conjures up. I was looking as I got up there. I got a photo, a painting that someone painted, which I bought from them because it encapsulated the image it conjures up when I read the verse I'm about to read to you. So I'm about to read from Jeremiah 6, if you want to find it in your Bible, Jeremiah 6, verse 16. And it'd be interesting to see what image this conjures up for you. Many of you will know it. This is Jeremiah speaking to the people, and he says, "This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." And then he says to the people, "But you said, we will not walk in it." So as I said, we're going to look at different types, different aspects of rest throughout August. But I guess, ultimately, getting rest for our souls is the best rest we could possibly have. And this verse in Jeremiah sums up what we can do to help make that happen. But it is just a single verse. And I never like to speak on a single verse without first giving a little bit of context about where that verse is coming from. Because here what we've got is Jeremiah, one of the prophets, in the middle of preaching one of his many sermons exposing the unbelief and the disobedience of some of the Jews of his day. It's a big book, Jeremiah, because he has a lot to say about this. These people, many of the Jews of the day, were worshipping other gods. They were compromising the moral standards of God's law given to them. They were each looking to getting their own profit, their own pleasure, disregarding those around them, and particularly in mistreating the poor in the process. Their path, their way, wasn't the right one for their life. It was not a path that would ultimately lead to rest for their souls. In fact, it wouldn't really lead to any kind of rest that would be helpful to them. In the midst of this sermon, as he gives an indication to the people of the judgment which will fall upon them, if that's the way they choose to live. We hear this, I think, great verse where he says what they should have done and then tells us what they did do. This is what the Lord says, he says to them. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Friends, if we choose not to walk in God's way, the good way, if we choose not to follow the ancient paths, then we too are unlikely to find real rest, true rest for our soul. And the rest I'm talking about this morning isn't the kind of rest that we get that where we lie down and put our feet up and grab a mug of tea, as some of us might do this afternoon. It's not that kind of rest. It isn't the kind of rest that we get when we stop doing a particularly taxing or physical task. It's a deeper rest that we get when doing the right things by God to help satisfy our soul. I'm sure you'll agree that sometimes in life we all come to a crossroads at a point where we perhaps have a decision to make. It's important that at those times we, of course, choose the right way to go, the right things to do, which will help lead us towards God and the rest that he gives, not away from him. And I think that this phrase, ancient paths, can point to a number of different things that I'd like to mention this morning. Things about rest, things that will help us on the right path to walk in the good way and thus help us find rest for ourselves. Have you ever been driving somewhere and you end up at a crossroads? Or if you've been out for a good walk and you come to a point where paths or bridleways cross and you're not quite sure which is the way to go. What do we often do? We will often look at a map. If you're in a car, more likely you check out your sat nav. We get a map and we work out the way that we need to go. Because at that point, some of you have done, I'm sure, lots of hiking, you end up, and if you haven't got a map, it can be quite stressful. You're not actually sure, well, should I go straight ahead? Should I take the path to the left, the bridleway to the right? That's left, that's right. it can be stressful and you can be unsure and you can be concerned. And I'll tell you what, that certainly gives no rest whatsoever at that point. If we are familiar in life to walking the ancient paths, doing the things that we should be doing, so reading the correct maps, if you like, then that will help us in walking in the good way and ultimately give us good rest for our soul. And that has to be a good thing. And what I'm about to share with you is, I'm sure it's something that everybody knows. But actually, it's good to be reminded sometimes of these things that we just perhaps forget about, especially in a month such as August, where perhaps we may just have a little bit more time to get into the habit of doing them. So what are these ancient paths that I'm thinking of? For me, a lot of it centers around the need to put God first. And if every single one of us, including me, was completely honest, we probably don't do that all the time. But for me, it all centers around putting God first, making him a priority in our lives. And that's clearly not what some of the Jews of Jeremiah's time were doing. We lose sight of the right way when we lose sight of God. So we need to keep our eyes focus on him. It's like a mist that might come down where you are on a hike on some hillside. You know, we touched on some of the ancient disciplines when we recently did a short series based around Richard Foster's book, Celebration of Discipline. And I'm not going to go through all of those again now, but we can learn a lot from that. We can also learn a lot from ancient Christians, from Christians of the past. we can learn a lot, I think, from the Celtic tradition as well. Over the coming weeks, there will be some specific things that myself and John and Nick share as we look at this topic, specific things that we should be doing. This morning, I want to look at one of the keys to rest, the keys which will help us get those specific things right as well. And that is to cut the amount of rushing around that we do so that, and I'm speaking to myself here, so that I can be more present in the moment that I'm currently in. Because that in turn gives us more space and more ability to focus on God and not lose sight of him. And it's something that was a focus of many Christians in the past, and in a particular focus of Celtic Christianity today. The importance of silence, of being still, of being in the moment. That plays a big part in some of the communities, such as the Northumbrian community, the community on Iona as well. They understand the need to follow some of these ancient paths. It's an important part, actually, of the Celtic communion services, which we run here on the second Sunday evening of every month, although not in August, so don't come next week. Silence, being still, being in the moment, being available to simply hear from God. Because if we hear from God, we're more likely to take the right path at the crossroads. You see, it gives us an opportunity to put to one side, as I tried to do in my opening prayer this morning, as I try to do my opening prayer every time on a Sunday, to put to one side everything else that's going on in our life, to calm our minds, to slow our hearts, to be at one with God. It's an ancient way, I think in many ways has been lost because of the busyness of this life we now live. With so many things that we can fill it with. You know, chats for anyone who perhaps is recently retired, and they're busier than when they were working. We need to guard against that. Make sure there's still those times of space and silence, living in the moment with God. Because this is a form of rest like no other, which helps us to understand our place in God, our place in his plans. Helps us to understand the place of his plans in our life. It's a way of being. It's part of the ancient path which we choose to take. It's part of the good way that we should look to walk in. This is what the Lord says. Says Jeremiah, stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Whenever I read that verse, I instantly feel more relaxed. Just that sense of the painting that's been painted that I bought from my friend. It's a forest. There's lots of trees everywhere. And there's a windy path going through the trees. And when I read this verse, I just think of that path and the quietness of the forest and the opportunity to commune with God. My question to all of us today is, do you need to more and more take the ancient path? To be walking in the good way, a way that will lead to rest for your soul, to commit to spending time with God, to being silent, to being still, to being more in the moment and therefore present with him. These are things that will help us to find rest for our souls. And as I said earlier, that has to be a good thing. Let's pray. Father, each year at this time of year, I do pray for myself and everyone else, that we can have that opportunity to step aside from the busyness of life and to spend more time with you, to understand the importance of walking in the good way, of